Good evening, kombucha drinkers. It is Baron with Kombucha with Baron. So, it is Friday night, and as I was perusing the Whole Foods aisles for a cocktail for this evening, I stopped to think, what is the deal with kombucha and cocktails? To me, it all almost seemed like it was an oxymoron, right? Like you're putting something healthy into your gut, but then you're putting alcohol in that. So it's like, didn't really seem like it worked. But tonight I said, you know what? Don't knock it till you try it. So here we are. So one thing that caught my eye, it was an ad from Brew Dr. Kombucha. And it was a beach scene, and it was mint lemonade. Now, I traveled to Central America, and they make this lemonade, limonada, that the lemons are green like limes, but sweeter than a lemon. So it's a really interesting, and then they put mint in it. And so when I saw the mint lemonade, it made me think of that instantly, and I said, you know what? That's good. And usually when I'm down there, I would have a little bit of rum in my limonada. And so I said, let's do it. So tonight I have the Brew Dr. Kombucha BDK mint lemonade. And this is my first time trying this organic raw kombucha. This is organic, it is raw. It says, we've been making our 100% raw probiotic kombucha since 2008 using the same whole leaf teas and botanicals we serve at our tea houses. Every batch of our Brew Doctor contains trillions of naturally occurring live and active cultures. We're proud to offer you an artfully crafted authentic kombucha at its tastiest. They're out of Portland, Oregon. So shout out to Dr. Brew. How you do, Dr. Brew? Do not shake, keep refrigerated. Well, it's not gonna last that long. So I'll tell you what I have. I have a copper cup, traditionally used for a Moscow mule or a Jamaican mule. I have ice in this copper cup, and I have mint leaves, fresh mint leaves off of my mint bush. And it is in there. I have a shot glass of rum. We'll call it Appleton, okay? Appleton rum. And it may or may not be Appleton, but we're going to call it Appleton. So here we go. Pouring that in. I think that's more than a shot. It's probably two shots, but don't tell anyone. And let's crack the kombucha. Nice effervescence pop top. Little steam coming out the top. I don't know what you call it. It's not smoke, because it's vapor. Vapor, that's what it is. Vapor coming out of the top, and here we go. Okay, so I'm gonna let that kind of concoct this nice concoction. And while I wait for that, I'm going to try this as is out of the bottle. And here we go for a taste. It's good. It's a good kind of typical kombucha, so it's good. I was expecting it to be, it's really lemony, but not sour lemony, just lemon heavy in the flavor, and I'm not really tasting the mint. Try it again. No, not really tasting the mint. A little bit, but not really, so I'm glad I added some fresh mint. I'm going to taste this cocktail. Not bad. I mean, as I sip this, I guess the benefit, right, would be you're not using like a syrupy soft drink or a juice and, you know, lots of sugars. So I guess I'm starting to understand the benefit. It's not an exciting cocktail, yet it's pretty tasty. I think if I muddled my mint, it would be good. But yeah, so this is the first kombucha cocktail that I've had. And it's not bad. Well, excuse me. I will say this. I've had the adult version of the Wild Tonic, which is a higher percent alcohol than the normal, which is 5.6% alcohol. But as far as adding an outside third-party alcohol to a cocktail as a traditional cocktail, right, mixing different components together, this is the first one. But I have to say this, Dr. Brew Kombucha, it's good, right? It tastes like a typical kombucha. You're not going to be disappointed. But I think for me, I'm looking for that really robust, like that shocking taste, the flavor profile, right? As I take another sip, it's good. I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad. But yeah, I think there's something to it. I think if someone is knowledgeable with their flavors of kombuchas and they're a good mixologist, I think it could lend to make some pretty creative beverages. So I have a different stance because I tried it. So I have a different opinion because I tried it. Before I was like, I don't know, you're too, healthy and not healthy. Now I'm like, do it. And I did it, and it's good, Like I said, not bad. The kombucha by itself, I'm going to give it a 5.5. Just because it's good. It's not middle of the road. That's not true. It's a really good product, but it's just the thing that why I'm holding back is the flavor. It was not. It says mint. Anytime something says mint, I'm expecting like put some mint oil in there, right? Like or something. Like make it. Let me taste the mint at some point in the beginning or the end or somewhere. And I just didn't get that. And the lemon, I can kind of like if you said, hey, take a sip of this lemonade. I'm gonna take another sip. I'd be like, oh, it's kind of a flat lemonade. It's good. I mean, it's not bad, but I think when I review kombuchas, and I just want to say this, when I give someone like a 5-6 somewhere in there, it's not because it's bad. It's just because I was hoping, like based on the advertising, I don't feel as it lived up to the advertising on why I purchased it. And part of the reason why I start reviewing this is people start asking me, hey, what do you think about this type of kombucha or that? Or, and so I wanted to take people on the journey. And when I'm in the store, looking on the shelf at a kombucha brand, a new brand, something I haven't tried, all I can see is the packaging, right? So if you're saying that you have mint lemonade, I'm expecting mint lemonade, not like, a hint of mint or like infused with mint. I could understand that. But if you're really saying, using these specific terms to describe your product, I think it should back it up. And that's where the scoring comes from. It's not that it's a bad product. I think if it's a bad product, I haven't reviewed, I've had bad kombucha. I haven't reviewed a bad kombucha as of yet. And I think I may go into that just to be, just to let you know what's not good and why it's not good. So anyway, back to this brew, Dr. Kombucha. I give it a 5.5. It's Friday night. I'm going to enjoy my cocktail, pick up a book, and maybe read it a little later. We'll see. But I might do this again, maybe with a different flavor. We'll try something new. But thanks for joining me this evening. I know it's a little different because it is the eve. This is Baron with Kombucha with Baron, and I hope you find yourself a beverage you enjoy this evening and share it with a friend. Make your friend a kombucha cocktail. Bring it over, have a good conversation, and call your mom maybe tomorrow morning because she's probably sleeping right now. So anyway, Baron with Kombucha with Baron, and we'll talk real soon.